Pickens, Nebraska Extension Beef Systems Educator, bringing you the Beef Watch Podcast. This is, of course, the audio companion to the UNL Beef Watch Electronic Newsletter. Today, I have Dr. Jay Parsons with me. Jay is Nebraska Extension's biosystem economist and also a member of the Nebraska Extension Beef Team. Thanks for joining me today, Jay.
My pleasure.
Jay wrote an article for the July issue of the Beef Watch newsletter that he titled Annual Forage Insurance Plan Changes. So apparently there are some changes to the annual forage insurance program that's available this year from Risk Management Agency. That deadline is coming up quickly, July 17th, I guess. So what do you have to share with us? What is, I suppose we should start with a quick overview of what the insurance product entails. I know we've talked about it before, but perhaps folks, it's been a while since we've talked about it.
Yeah, it's, well, by the name, it's annual forage that you're able to insure. So this would be annually planted forage crops that are going to be used for livestock feed or fodder. And it's a new product. It's only available in the central part of the country. So the Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and they recently added, they've added Colorado, and just this year added New Mexico, so that's one of the changes to it. Basically, the insurance is a rainfall index-based insurance, so it's based off of the rainfall data from NOAA that people might be familiar with that is used for the pasture, range, land, and forage insurance, or PRF. So it's that same index that they use for it, but this is designed to basically ensure precipitation risk on a crop, annual crop planted for use as forage. So you can have an intended use to graze it. You can have an intended use to chop it or hay it. As long as you're intending to use it to forage as forage, that it would fall underneath this realm.
Okay. So, you want to describe just a little bit about the growing seasons?
That's the big change. It used to just be two growing seasons that they had for it. They had what they called a fall growing season and a spring growing season and two separate sign-up periods. And they've now expanded that to where essentially there's four growing seasons. The first one starts in mid-July. And runs through the mid-October, so October 15th. Another growing season starts in mid-October, runs through mid-January, and then another one starts in mid-January, runs through mid-April, and then the fourth one starts in mid-April, runs through July. So basically, when I say that, I shouldn't call those growing seasons. I should call those planting seasons, because those are the windows in which you can plant them, and then there's a 6 or 7 month period after that, that corresponds to those planting windows in which you can ensure rainfall. So it's much more complicated in terms of the choices that you have as far as which growing season you want to insure in. So that's one of the changes. There's more choices there. But one of the big changes is it used to be when we just had two growing seasons, they had a sign-up period associated with the beginning of that planting window, and they each had their own sign-up deadline. Now all four growing seasons have a mid-July sign-up deadline. So it's July 15th, which happens to be on a Saturday this year, so carry forward to the Monday following, so July 17th. But that's the last day you have to basically sign up for any one of these four different growing seasons. And basically that is an intent to purchase the insurance. You don't actually report your acres until you plant them during the planting windows for each of them. And then that would involve how much actual insurance that you attach or what the cost is attached to that. But you need to make your choices by that July 15th deadline or 17th this year, in terms of the fact that you want the insurance and where you want, which months you want to insure rainfall in.
Okay. Both irrigated and non-irrigated acres insurable, that hasn't changed, right?
Yeah, correct. The irrigated, non-irrigated are insured. There's a county-based average value that you work off of that you can insure as low as 60% of that average or up to 150%. So there's some, I mean, there's it's all within the actual selection process. And you can go online to the RMA website, rma.usda.gov, and they have a tool up there that you can play with some different scenarios, or you can talk to your crop insurance agent and play with those different scenarios. But those things are relatively the same. It's just that that we have a lot more choices in terms of growing seasons and stuff and whatnot, and just, of course, annual adjustments to productive value and so on.
Okay. Anything else you want to cover other than hurry? I know this podcast is going to be releasing awfully close to the deadline, so folks will only have a couple days to react as if this is the first time they're hearing about it.
Yeah, and you know, this is still a relatively new product. There's only about $800,000 worth of coverage being taken up in Nebraska last year. So it's a new product and people are still learning about it. But if it applies to you, you know, get a hold of your crop insurance agent and say, hey, I'm thinking about this. What can you tell me about it, and sit down and get it figured out between now and July 15th. And again, you don't have to report the acres and attach it to acres until you actually plant them. But at this point, you do need to make the selection that I want the insurance. This is the dollar value I want per acre. This is the months I want to insure rainfall and so on. So you need to make those selections now up front.
Okay. Well, thanks for spending time with us, Jay.
No, my pleasure.
This has been Jay Jenkins and Jay Parsons from the Nebraska Extension Beef Team bringing you the Beef Watch podcast. You can find links to both the UNL Beef Watch podcast and the written version of the Beef Watch newsletter at beef.unl.edu. There's also a recorded webinar on this topic available at beef.unl.edu. And as Dr. Parsons mentioned, you can go to the Risk Management Agency's website and just search for annual forage, and you'll find more information about the annual forage insurance there.